It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app, and teachers sharing stories of things that their students have given them.
I just want to do this every week.
Gifts. So, no, teacher stories are the best.
Teacher stories are the absolute best.
It's crazy.
Teacher stories and nurse stories.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite stories because you guys have them for days.
Yeah, somebody else suggested that we should just do a segment of teacher stories of things that they have had to say to their students out loud that they never thought in a million years they would have to say.
Yes, I'm writing it down.
Write that one down. Maybe we bring that next week. Let's see. I got a couple of people here.
All right, what you got?
I got... Joanna from Danvers, and what did you get as a gift from your student?
I worked in South Florida, and I got a set of Jesus statues from with the dollar store stickers still on them, and they lined them up on my desk and told me how much they appreciated me.
That is sweet, but what? There's only one. What's the set? How many different Jesuses are there?
Maybe it was a little baby Jesus.
Depends on what Jesus you like.
Older Birkenstock Jesus.
Are we talking
about?
Are they like, you know?
They were all different sizes, and they were all different shapes, and they just lined them up on my desk and did a little Haitian little, like, prayer for me, and they put bows on top of them.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Yeah, they just got to learn to rip the dollar store tag off, and they're good.
Well, Gugan, you're good to go.
The dollar store tags were still on them.
That is sweet. I love that. I don't know that I ever got my teacher a gift. My mom wasn't that parent.
Did.
Yeah. My mom was not that parent. I was lucky I got to class. Julie's from Boston. And what did you get from your student?
Hi, good morning. I taught fifth grade math and science, and I received at the end of the year a chemistry set of little small beakers that were shot glasses with a note saying, please don't start drinking.
That feels like a mixed message.
Yes, she was a tough student, but it was hilarious.
Aww. I'm noticing a theme with the alcohol, Kennedy. I'm noticing a theme.
Yeah, it's pervasive in our culture, to be sure. And an apology from parents is what it is.
Well,
all of these
sure
gifts have been given as apologies for their children to teachers. It is wild.
And I'm sure your teachers appreciate the thought. But it is okay to just hand them like a stack of cash.
I don't think they can take cash.
Yes,
everybody
they can.
Everybody
they
likes an Amazon gift card.
Yeah, they can. They can take money. Let's see. Ashley is from Wyndham, and I don't even understand what the thought process was with this gift.
So I had a student. I was doing my student teaching. It was my last day, and I had a student who brought in a large conch shell, and she just handed it to me. It wasn't wrapped or anything. I was like, "Oh, sweetie, thank you so much." The next day, the mom called me, literally like fighting back tears as she was telling me it was apparently a gift the child had received from her grandfather, who had then passed away. And so, of course, I said, I'm like, I wanted to return it. Like, can I give it back to her? The mother was like, no, she really wants you to have it. Like, I really think you should keep it. Oh. I mean, I don't know what to do here. Like, I tried to put it back in her backpack. She started crying. It was the most awkward situation. But I still have it, and it's been like 15 years, and I still have it.
Oh. If you put the conch shell to your ear, can you hear the ghost of Grandpa Joe?
Damn.
No, I hear the ocean.
Was that too far? My bad. I never know where the line is.
That's dark. That's dark, Dan. Melody's from the North Shore, and this one is just wholly inappropriate, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell everybody what a student got for you. What happened?
So my first couple of years of teaching, so I'm pretty young at this point. I was about 24, I think, and a student gave me a Victoria's Secret gift card.
No.
And I was working at an elementary school at the time, so it was obviously from a family, so it was more innocent than it would have been. I'm working at a high school now. That would be a completely different reaction, I think.
Because you have to open it in front of everybody?
Fortunately, I did not.
Okay.
that would have been a little rough.
Was it from little Timmy's single father?
No. Shoot or shoot.
No, that also would have been quite the saga, I think. But this,
oh my
this
God,
was
I can't.
From a mother who I'd met her a couple times, I guess. She was very friendly. I don't know
Maybe it was a regift. So,
you know, I was hoping that, and then I found out that there was actually another teacher that received one as well. So that was, she was just trying to help us out that year, I guess.
Well, I hear their products can be quite pricey.
They can indeed.
Yeah. I ended up regifting it because I was like, something about this, I just feel weird.
You don't want to think about little Timmy when you're putting on that lace set.
Yipes. Yipes.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Melanie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.